Hello, my military friends. SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2015. And this is my audio blog. Been listening to some booze this morning. Just been listening to Top Gold talking to Mia about clothes, branding and stuff. Inspired by my lovely wife, JN2N. And I've been listening to Stefano Landi talking about curling and learning to do curling, and they're doing it for charity, which is brilliant. Check that one out if you haven't already done so. Yeah, you can make a donation to his page as well. I did. Not a large one, but every little one helps, doesn't it? So yeah, it sounds like he's going to have fun with his curling. Talking of fun, I've been having fun with my music making equipment. I've posted a YouTube video late yesterday evening of a recording that I made on Sunday evening of me performing a little bit of improvised music. So, as many of you are aware, I did the Music Production Record Production Month challenge in February, and the way I did it, I sort of did all the writing in the first 2 weeks. When Jana very kindly gave me the Korg Volca sample device for my birthday present, there wasn't time for me to learn it, to use it in the album extensively or very skillfully. I just use it a little bit in one or two of the songs. I've taken the opportunity since the album production has been completed. In the last few days, I've just spent a little bit of time figuring out how to use the Korg Volca sample in song mode, and using the motion sequencing to be able to control the pitch of samples in a sequence. That did require performing a firmware update on the device. Because some of that functionality wasn't working with the original firmware. But now I've updated the firmware and experimented with how to do the these techniques, the motion sequencing and the song mode. It's been quite a revelation. And that was one of the things that really attracted me towards the Korg Volca sample, was that it had this song mode. And also that you could automate the pitch of samples, so you could create a melody on this device. So the song mode is quite a useful thing, really, isn't it? You can record bars of up to 16 beats as per all the other devices, and with the Volca beats and the Volca bass, you end up with a you can basically just create these 16 beat bars, and so if you imagine 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the bar. So if you just improvise with like a Volca bass and a Volca beats, and you just program in a pattern or record a pattern on the fly, it will repeat every bar. So you end up with quite a repetitive underlying sort of melodic structure to your piece of music. And you can vary it by, obviously, by muting instruments and switching to different patterns and things like that. And those are manual operations that you'd have to do each time. You can't program those in. But the Cork sample gives you the ability to have a song mode, which enables you to program in those events. And so you can have a song song length of 16 bars. That gives you a lot more to play with. So you can program in a sequence of different bars of different melodies and chain them up into up to 16 steps in length. So that's great. It enables you to create a much longer pattern of musical variation that you can then repeat. So I use that in my latest piece. So it's called Dodecahedron. I'll put a link to the YouTube in the notes to this. You end up with... Well, so the way I did it was I had a song of 16 steps. 16 bars. But basically I had two patterns of 8 bars. And the only difference between the first eight bars and the second 8 bars was that some of the instruments were muted. So it's quite simple, really. But what it meant was that I was able to start off the song with just one repeating bar and mute and unmute various bits of that pattern, and then switched into song mode with 8 of those patterns activated, and then switched to the other 8 to give a bit of variation, bring in the beats and whatnot, and then at the end I could switch back by switching to the other 8, making the other 8 active song steps to give a bit of a performance mode where you can have that variety and that variation of the melody, having a pattern of 8 bars, but being able to leave that instrument then playing unattended and be able to then put my fingers on a different instrument, in this case the Volca bass, and play some live bass sounds. And then we come to the Volca keys, which again can only do 16 steps in a bar, but you can slow it down to half speed or quarter speed, and that effectively gives you 4 bars with only 4 beats in each bar, 4 steps in each bar. That gives you a 4-bar pattern of melody. My first 2 Volcas were the Volca bass and the Volca beats. And with those, as I said, you were stuck to this 1-bar pattern looping, and it's good for acid house music and stuff like that. But for something a bit more song-like, with a bit more melodic variation required, the second 2 Volcas, the Volca keys and the Volca bass, Volca sample, really have been a breath of fresh air. And it's funny how the limitations that the other devices still don't have song mode. That is obviously a limitation. But it's a creative limitation with which the creative mind can push against, and it becomes like a little stilt sticking out of the water, and it gives you something to push against. Anyway, I better go. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.